الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمد، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and dear brothers, we are presently in the month of Rajab, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the masnoon dua to be recited: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us, grant us barakah and blessings in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and balighna Ramadan, make us reach the month of Ramadan. Ulama explain that by virtue of this dua, a person is reminded that he has to make preparations for this great month to come. And we will hear this in the bayans to come, and then in the coming weeks, that the month of Ramadan, how great it is, how much of opportunity for a person to score in thawab, in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in attaining forgiveness, etc., etc. And one of the greatest actions in this month of Ramadan is fasting and keeping away from food and drink, and associating with one's spouse for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we learn from our ulama, from our kabirin, from our elders, that there is one thing that causes great damage to this roza. There's one action, amongst other things, one thing that causes great damage to this roza, to this fast of ours, hence causing damage to our Ramadan, not allowing us to maximize the benefit of this month of Ramadan, and that is the careless use of the tongue, the misuse of the tongue. Using the tongue freely without thinking, without pondering on the implications, ramifications, and the repercussions of what we are going to say. And also we find that many of our kabirin, they advise us with regards to the month of Ramadan, that obviously after the roza time, when is the time when you can eat after iftar, then eat as much as you like, sleep as much as you like, but don't speak unnecessarily, don't talk unnecessarily. Control your tongue, control your words. Why? Why do they advise us this? Why do the akabirin, the ulama, our elders advise us this? Because when we carelessly speak, when we speak without thinking, without calculating, then in a flash, in a moment, we can fall into slander, we can fall into riba, backbiting somebody, we can fall into slander, we can fall into speaking lies, we can get carried away and may utter some words that are vulgar, we may attack somebody's integrity, we may hurt somebody's feelings, hence thereby causing damage to our roza, the whole day we fasted for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by saying and uttering words that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will end up losing the great benefits of this month of Ramadan, of this roza that we could have achieved. Now we have to remember that as human beings, it is from our primary needs that we have to associate, we have to communicate, and we have to interact with each other. And the most common way of communicating, interacting, getting the message across to each other is by the medium of speech. We need to talk, we need to speak to each other, but how do we do this? Primarily by means of speech. So this speech is a great gift from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person has to think and ponder how he uses the speech when communicating, when speaking. In this regard, there is a hadith which is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that a person utters some words, He says them unwittingly, without giving it a second thought, without giving it any value. But these words, they please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. They earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this person, when he uttered it, when he spoke it, when he said it, he didn't think much of it. But by virtue of these words that he said, which pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his rank in the akhirah, raises his rank in Jannah. And on the contrary, the same Hadith Sharif continues, that a person, he may utter some words unintentionally, carelessly, without giving it a second thought, and these words which he uttered, which he spoke, they displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naraz and angry. And it is by virtue of these words that he spoke that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw him into the depths of Jahannam, the depths of the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So from this Hadith Sharif alone, we understand how serious the implications are of speaking without thinking, of speaking without calculating what we are going to say and what the repercussions of our words are going to be. Therefore, there is a famous Urdu saying that we hear, we even teach the children in the maktab, pehle socho, phir bolo. First think, then speak. Think about what are going to be the consequences of my words. What I am saying, is it going to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it going to make the next person's heart happy? Is it something that is going to benefit me in this dunya and akhirah? Dunya or akhirah? If not, then the preferable thing for me to do is to remain silent. And for this also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut." That person who believes in Allah and in the last day, then he should say good things. He should say good things, otherwise he should keep quiet. So if a person is conscious and he remembers and he reminds himself that whatever I'm going to say is being recorded. The malaika are recording it. And on the day of Qiyamah, my own body is going to bear testimony against what I said, against what I did. The person reminds himself and he keeps himself conscious of this and he ponders about what the consequences are of his words, then inshallah this will be a means of a person controlling his tongue and controlling his speech. Now why we are discussing this now, for the benefit of those that are still coming in, is that we mentioned that one of the aspects that causes damage to a person's roza, one thing that causes harm to a person's roza, that doesn't allow a person to benefit from the month of Ramadan, is the careless use of the tongue. So as we said, these months preceding Ramadan, Rajab and Shaban, are preparatory months where a person prepares himself to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan, and we hear that from, and we will hear that from the ulama in the coming weeks, of how a person should increase in his nawafil, he should increase in his tirawat, he should increase in his time spent in the masjid, etc., etc., so that when the month of Ramadan dawns upon him, then he will be accustomed to these actions. But we can say that more important than these nawafil actions is that a person should keep himself in check and train himself to keep away from those things that will destroy his amal, destroy his actions. So even though a person may not be able to excel and progress and push himself in nawafil actions during the month of Ramadan, which he should do, but if at the same time he restrains himself and he holds himself back from earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be a very great thing for him. That at least his thawab which he has derived from the fara'is will remain intact. The roza that he kept and the other fara'is that he will participate in, at least that much he will keep intact. Not to say that a person should not push himself in nawafil. No, a person should definitely train himself and push himself in nawafil and in earning the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, a person also has to conscientize himself of damage control. That what are those things that are going to rob me of my thawab and rob me of my reward. And as we mentioned, from amongst the things, what some of the common and greatest thing that will rob a person of his thawab and reward is the careless use of his tongue, that a person just speaks anything anyhow. Now we should think that this tongue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this ability of speech that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, is such a great ni'mat. And often we don't think and ponder about this ni'mat. We should think that from the time a person is able to speak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that he has an automatic talking machine in his mouth. Without giving it a second thought, whatever he wants to say is said, it comes out of his mouth. The words emanate from his mouth without him even making any effort. Now imagine for a moment, if it was our task to formulate the words by putting the letters together and then formulate the sentences, make it coherent and understandable to others, and then say it. What a mammoth task that would have been for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us that the mind just formulates the words and the tongue says it. Subhanallah. This is from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned, this in itself is an amanat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to freely be able to express ourselves is an amanat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has to be taken care of and used in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased. For a moment, if we have to think of those people who have this physical tongue in their mouths, the piece of flesh that you and I have, but they are deprived of the ability of it, formulating words and sentences and speaking, what a great loss is it to that person. What a great taklif it is for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and made it possible for us to easily communicate. We should express the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this by using our tongues in the correct avenues. There's an incident mentioned of a person who underwent some operation, and after the operation, for some reason, something happened and his body went numb. He was unable to speak also. And this person, he's there, he's lying in the hospital room, in the post-op room or whatever it may be, and he is extremely thirsty. He's extremely thirsty. And this person narrates thereafter that the water was there readily available before his eyes. There were attendants that were standing right there who could have passed the water to him. But for about 30 minutes, his ability of speech had lost him. He wasn't able to express himself and speak because of this certain type of paralysis that had come over him as probably a side effect of the operation or whatever. He says that these were the most arduous, painful and traumatic 30 minutes of his life, that he was in extreme thirst and he needed to drink something. The water was there in front of him. The people were there to be able to pass it to him. But he was unable to express himself. Subhanallah. How great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the slightest desire and wish that we want, we are able to communicate it. We are able to say it. And we also understand that it is by virtue of these words that we utter, as we understand from the Hadith Sharif, that a person says something without even giving it a thought. It may seem something small to him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his ranks. Let's look at the incident of a person who lives his entire life as a kafir. Maybe 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 80 years he lives, 100 years he may live as a kafir. But at some point in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him hidayat and he utters the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He expresses the shahadat, he brings iman, those 80, 60, 100, whatever years of life spent in guna, in kufr, is wiped out by virtue of that word, that kalima that he mentioned. And if he passes away like that, without committing any sins, then he is like as if he's gone a clean slate. He accepted iman, he brought iman, and if he passes away in that condition without committing any gunas, he's like he passed away on a clean slate. On the other hand, a person may live his entire life as a mu'min, as a believer, 40, 50, 60, 80 years, but at the time of death, if for some reason, or at some point in his life, if he utters words of shirk, he doesn't make tawbah from it, and he passes away in this condition, then his whole life of ibadat, his whole life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all washed away. Just by virtue of an utterance from the tongue. Save us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us. So what are we supposed to be using our tongues for? Ulama explained to us that we should use our tongues for the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand from one hadith sharif there are some words that are easy on the tongue. They are light to say and they please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are heavy on the scales. From the hadith sharif we understand subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Words that are easy to say, easy to utter. Light on the tongue, but heavy on the scales of a believer. And these are things now which we will mention, the uses of the tongue, positive uses of the tongue, that we can train ourselves for this coming month of Ramadan also. So a person should be accustomed to remaining in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else can a person do? A person can make tilawat of the Quran Majeed. The best person is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. So we recite the Quran Sharif, we teach the Quran Sharif to others. By virtue of our speech, we teach deen to others. This teaching Quran Sharif to others, teaching deen to others, will become a means of sadaqah jariyah for us. After our eyes are closed in this temporary life, if we taught Quran Sharif to someone, if we taught deen to someone, then this, by virtue of these utterances of ours, this speech of ours, it will perpetually generate thawab for us even after we have passed away. Another thing a person can do is to give words of solace and comfort to a person who is in distress. Somebody is bereaved, somebody has lost a relative, somebody is going through some taklif, going through some problems, going through some difficulties in his life. Even if you haven't got 1 cent to give him, you can utter words of solace and comfort to him, to comfort his heart, to make his heart happy. To the extent, ulama explain that even if there is a person who is on the road, who requires directions, he wants to go to a certain place, if we kindly, with compassion, direct him to where he wants to go, a small, trivial item, trivial action in our eyes, even that action of guiding that person, making it easy for him to reach his destination, will earn thawab for us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what should we avoid? We should avoid ghiba. We should avoid slandering people. We should avoid saying hurtful things to people. We should avoid speaking lies. We should avoid being vulgar. Because these are not from the practices and the teachings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will conclude with a hadith of Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu an. When he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is najat, what is success, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed 3 things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an advice of 3 things, that if you act on these 3 things, then it will be a means of our salvation in the akhirat. The first is to keep our tongue under control. Think what we speak. Calculatedly speak our words. Don't just speak anything at any time without thinking. The second thing is that your house and your home must be sufficient for you. Second advice that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave for salvation is that your house and your home must be sufficient for you. Meaning, don't unnecessarily wander out and go into areas, because especially now with the mahol, with the environment that surrounds us, a person can fall into sin very, very easily just out of his house. His eyes can fall into something that is impermissible. Impermissible things can fall into his ears. So the hadith of Rasulullah Sallam advises us that stay in your house as far as possible and don't wander out. And the third advice that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives in the Hadith Sharif is that wabki ala khatiyatik, that cry over your sins. Show regret and remorse over your sins. If you made some guna, if you made some sins, then ponder and think and cry and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of amal. Wa ashru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Just one announcement, inshallah, this week, Sunday, there will be an important program taking place in Masjid al-Hilal. This week, Sunday, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Provincial fikr and jor for the upcoming istima after Ramadan. Inshallah, the dates for the istima are 30th April, 1st May, 2nd May for the KZN istima. So in preparation for this istima, to see how we can all make effort and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring more and more people to this istima, and how we can assist in this. There is a jor taking place, an important program taking place in Masjid Hilal from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. this Sunday. We can all try how we can be a part of this program, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سمي سمات كبير شان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلينهم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم الإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله واجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين ودعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني يستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال تعالى فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Kindly ensure that our subs are straight and all gaps have been filled in. Please check our garments above our ankles. Kindly switch off our cell phones. Adults in the front saf, children in the saf at the back. The children can please come into your lines quickly so they can commence with the salah. Youngsters that are walking around in the back, please come in the saf quickly. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين الجحيم
ثُمَّ لَتَرَهُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام ورحمة الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا أنت ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك عبدك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من شر ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك عبدك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.